while that student is having a minute, I'll go back to the other students. Everybody okay? Are there any questions? Do you have a partner that you can work with? Because I have to go take care of this right now. I am so sorry that this is happening and blah, blah, blah. You're doing a great job. I love how you're being there for your family member that needs a little extra time. So they'll get to work and then I'll go back then. And Johnny and I will have a very quick, are you okay? What do you need? You know, we got to fix this. Sometimes you can fix it in the moment. Other times you have to come up with a longer plan because you still have a class of students that are working. So if it's something that we can just quickly patch up, are you good to come back and keep going? Depending on whatever's got them agitated. If they can reconvene with the community, we do. If not, then they sit with me. If not, and they need to move out of the room, then I'm going to call for a guidance counselor or somebody. I don't like for a student to get to that state and then leave and debrief with somebody else, because then they have to explain it and maybe the person doesn't know them. So I like to do that myself. But if they just need a time out of the room, then I'll give them that option and then we'll get together. Then we're going to talk about this. That's a real one-on-one conversation. For me, the recovery process is, I don't want to do this lots and lots of times. The first time we do it, it's going to be deep and meaningful. Is it likely going to happen again? What can we put in place that this does not happen again? And I'm big on writing down a plan. We have something that's called a behavior reflection. I'm going to ask you, when you've calmed down, are you able to speak about this now? What exactly was happening? My voice is soft. It's low. I'm listening. I'm doing a lot of reflecting. I hear you say that the work was hard and you didn't understand. I hear you say that so-and-so touched you or took your pencil and it made you mad. I hear you saying, so there's a lot of that happening. Own what you did. We talk about that a lot. You mess it up, you dress it up. You own it. You messed up. So what did you do that was wrong? And you'll hear them say, I should have never thrown that chair. They'll be very remorseful. I've had very few students that have gotten to that phase and have looked and said, yeah, I did that. Now what? I've never really heard that. It's been a, I shouldn't have done that. What could have happened or what did happen? I threw the chair and it hit my friend and I didn't mean that. Okay, so now what are the repercussions of that? My friend was hurt. Now, what have you got to do? I've got to make that right. How are you going to make that right? We'll then write down a plan of this is what the behavior was and this is what I did. So the next time I feel like this, I'm going to, and then we'll put 3 to 5 points. And then I have a little column of what am I going to do to help you make sure that this happens. I'll send it home a copy. The parent will sign to say, I understand that this has happened. At home, I'm going to reinforce it. It's something between the student, the parent, and me. Nobody else sees it.